Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back, and we still need about 4,100. We need about 4,100 for tonight. So folks out there listening to us, if you could match us, if you can match Mike at 100, match Joe at 250, match me at 1,000, or Unanimous at 1,000, or Lou in Michigan for 300, we'll take whatever we can get because we're in a fight. And we don't make any money off this. We do this. We put in all of our time, folks. We don't take all the money goes right to airtime to try to get the message out, because we're living in very serious times, very very serious times. Now, there's a movie that's coming out. It's called The Sound of Freedom. The Sound of Freedom. And here, this actor, the one who was in The Passion of Christ, Jim Caviezel, he's going to be with Steve Bannon here. He is in this movie, and this is a true story. It's a documentary about what we've been telling you about for years. I've told you how the Biden crime cartel is under orders by their Chinese masters to keep the borders open, keep the southern border, make sure there's a steady flow of young children coming in, and that there's a steady flow for the pedophilia and for their satanic rituals. Now, Hunter Biden's also involved, and they know that he's involved and made money off of this human trafficking. But you're not going to hear that on any of the government-owned stations. That's NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. That's why it's important for us to be here. Now, this movie is going to come out on the 4th of July. That's the 4th of July. And here you can get tickets on this thing for The Sound of Freedom. And we had it marked down, and I don't have it here where you were to call to get the tickets. Anyhow, but listen, we're going to go for the clip here. So go ahead and let her go.
Welcome back with Jim Caviezel. First off, just for the film, and this film is to generate action. It's to generate action on Capitol Hill for major investigations. It's to generate a movement throughout the country. It is unacceptable that in this providential nation that we have, that we're the biggest demand side of the equation, both for the children for sex, as hard as that is to believe, plus the organ harvesting. I do, and so this is a start of a movement, and this is what we need, and this film will galvanize that, much as The Passion of the Christ galvanized so many evangelicals and traditional Catholics. I do want to say, there's not the organ harvesting part is not in the film. That's no. Further research and things that you're working on, etc.
No, this is an action adventure. This is taken. It's not a documentary. It has pulled all of the truths from his life into this piece of work. I mean, he's been on multiple missions.
Why was he canceled? Why did DHS said come home? Why did they say stop?
You'd have to ask him on that. You'd have to ask him.
Do you believe that that's part of the senior government apparatus? Just does not want to touch this. They want it. They profit off it. They don't mind if it happens. I mean, why would DHS when they're in charge? And like you said, there's five drug agents to every one human trafficking agent.
Yes,
this trafficking is a massive problem. Everybody, you know, people know it's a problem.
That's my opinion.
Nobody wants to drug.
It's my opinion. I don't know what Tim's opinion, but it's definitely my opinion that this is something they don't want to solve. And so it's going to take the public to put the light on it.
You think that's why they suppressed this film for 3 years after it was finished?
Absolutely. I believe that, look, we'll have people in there. And this is right after The Passion of the Christ. You might have 14 people in a room, and they all want you. But two have big enough voices where they can shut down those 12. And so, you know, right now, I don't think it was smart for Bud Light to, you know, somebody woke up in the morning and said, hey, let's put transgender on our beer can. Okay. And then Target's looking, going, wow, look at all the billions they're losing. We got to do this too.
Right? What about the Dodgers with the, your beloved Dodgers with the nuns of perpetual indulgence?
Yeah. See, so you have, in this particular case, you have a crucifix, our beloved Jesus Christ on a cross and using him for a strip pole. I mean, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. What monastery are they from? Are they nuns?
And they're honored.
But who wants to answer these questions? Ask them. Perpetual indulgence means grace. What kind of grace are you giving to Catholics when you insult them? Or to Christians? All Christians are offended tremendously. And you do it under it's not the L, it's not the BT, it's T, right? Trans? Yeah, it's that one. It's like brown shirts with a red armband with a black spider on it, but you can't talk about that. That's crap.
Talk to me about, we can't get to the bottom of why in this town, having these huge fights over the supplemental for Ukraine. Walk me through how the Ukraine fits into the overall global distribution of this perversion.
Okay, so I look at it. I go from the cross-examination, and I'm watching, as an actor, I watch behavior. And I'm looking at Senator Cruz's questioning. Interesting why he brought that up in the first place when he brought in the...
Cruz or Rubio? Rubio.
Sorry, it was Rubio.
We're going to take a quick break here and get the number out at 888-281-1110. That's especially for credit cards. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. All right, we're going to go back to the clip with the Jim Caviezel, folks. We've been warning you about this. And go ahead and bring us on back.
No, you're right.
The
with Victor Nuland.
Architect of the revolution, yeah. Of the Orange Revolution, of this war.
But he's asking her a question about just biolabs. So biolabs. And she's like, I saw her reaction, like, why are you asking me this question? But she had to give an answer, and she did. So I wrote that down, looked all that stuff up, and then I started going back to my agents that I've spoken to, and they said to me, let's look into what this Kamin, if that's a biological weapon used, and if you can go through DNA.
Hang on, I just want to get to correct terminology. This is not agents you use in Hollywood to book your films.
These
these are agents. You're talking agent. These are professionals in the field,
yeah,
in this area.
That's correct. And I spoke to them about looking at, why is Putin going into Ukraine? And then, for example, we started looking at the biological, I'm going to go to a James Bond film. Can you take, somebody's DNA, half of him is from Switzerland, half of him is from Ireland, and you use that particular code, you could release that gas in a particular area and kill just the person that you want to take. If you have their DNA, that you can actually kill them. But now, say they're all Bolsheviks, say they're all Russians. Ukrainians have Russian bloodline and everything. And then I started looking up that. And then I started looking up this Azov Battalion stuff, the Nazis. And then
they were financing.
But we were told for 2 years that there's no Nazis there.
Right.
But now there are.
Right.
Again, this is another conspiracy theory. See, it keeps changing. It either this or that. See, and this is where it's a joke. When and Americans are seeing this. We're talking about this all the time. But I was given good data on this, and now I realize, well, wait a minute. Maybe Putin was defending himself. Well, who is NATO? Who is the UN? And who are the central banks? Who is the IMF, the ECB, the private West central banks, the BIS, the Rothschild banks? And then you start going, wow, this is fascinating.
Is this why you're premiering the film here in Washington and you're meeting with people? Are you pushing in this to get answers? Do you want investigation?
It's a giant octopus.
What do you want?
The octopus head. And I think the octopus head has a lot to do with the children and what that all is. And then when you have, you start looking at bloodlines and all of this other stuff, and you look at trafficking, and it's like going to Vegas, and somebody's just won 1,000 hands in a row in Vegas. Is it possible they're cheating? What are the odds of this happening? How many coincidences have to occur before the public realizes that that's mathematically impossible? But they continue to change every day. And here's the other thing. When something comes out and it's truthful in the media, like let's go back to Ms. Rodas. She comes out and says 85,000 children are missing. That's damn near a Rose Bowl stadium. And I think it's a lot more than that after I talked to Tim and many of them. They're saying, Jim, these are small numbers. Okay, fine. But that's not newsworthy the next day? Like, you don't want to pick that up? And then I started noticing.
You think that's a tell?
But I it's a huge tell. It's over and over. Every time something trafficking comes out, next day, nothing. Nobody wants to talk about this story. Nothing.
So if this is a...
But I went through this on the Passion of the Christ.
Yes.
I was told every day that this is an anti-Semitic film. There's science, you know, that Jesus was a Jew. Okay? I don't know why we're arguing over this.
I've been told that.
Okay. Well, anyway, so... But I got used to it. But then you'd be in some place like Japan and they're saying this. And I'm thinking, wait a second. What does this have to do with the tea in China? You guys are a Buddhist country. Why would you be asking me this question? You see? So as you start going through this, you realize, hey, what is the connection here? And so the Tim Ballard thing came up.
All righty, folks, we're back. We've got to give you the number. Thank you, Felicia. New York pledges 100. Thank you, Felicia. We got to get these phones ringing. We're running out of time. We have approximately right now 40 minutes left in tonight's program on air. And then we'll have 50 minutes left in the program. We'll be here. The phones, you'll be able to call till midnight. But we definitely need to hear from you. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Okay, we're going back to the clip. So take us on back to the clip.
The anti-Semitic part come up against the passion. Because when I look at the film, it's the Romans are torturing, the Romans are crucifying. It's state power that does it.
So you have to understand. Christ,
Jesus is a Jew. All the apostles are Jewish. They're all Jewish.
Well, there's a line there where Pilate says to him, do you not know I have the power to crucify you? And then Jesus says, I believe it's nulla potestas est tibi nisi ille desu te redita ille jitu aqueme tibi tradidarunt maes pacatam haben. No power would you have over to me if it had been given to you from above. They, therefore, who have handed me over have committed the greater sin. Well, who's they? His brothers and sisters. But then Jesus said,
the Sanhedrin.
Well, okay, but his those that stayed quiet. So then what does this mean now? If the Bible is alive, I got to play Jesus.
And apostles that didn't come forward when he was.
Absolutely. They were all complicit in some way, except John, who was there and watched him die. And so we're all a part of this sin. Okay. That's why the Bible is timeless. But the other part of it was his blood be on ourselves. And our children. Okay, this is
from the Gospel of John.
But his blood, it was not a blood curse. It was a blood blessing because that blood opened us up to Christ. It opened our eyes. Jesus would say, those that have eyes to see, those that ears to hear, let them hear.
That's the only line, though, that Mel didn't take out. It's still in there if you hear the crowd, and but it's not in the subtitles.
But Isaiah, okay, that was another anti-Semitic, you know, that he would be wounded for our iniquities and cleansed for our sins by stripes we are healed. That's in Isaiah. That's one of their books. That's our books. We shared it. But again, that was another thing.
So when you were confronted in Japan or anywhere else that it was anti-Semitic, what would your response be?
Okay, send me the facts. Where's your peer-reviewed studies on that?
And that's your same thing you're saying here.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, the film, go to angel.com/war room. July 4th. Here's the task and purpose before us. Caviezel and his team are here in D.C. because they want to rattle some cages. They want investigations. They want hearings. They want public hearings. They want all of it. To get this movement, get some muzzle velocity, we have to sell 2 million tickets opening weekend. You've got some pretty big competition. Lost Ark.
And Tom Cruise's movie. And so we're
typical Caviezel. He wouldn't take on a big project.
He wouldn't go against an open
weekend. And you're already in 2,500 theaters.
Yeah, but we need more theaters. We're running out of room. We're coming up against a wall.
The two biggest films of the summer.
This is the most important film. This is why movies were supposed to be made. This is why I wanted to become an actor. I wanted to do things to bring the light on evil. And this is a perfect good versus evil film. You know, they'll say, listen, the media is very powerful. They can say in a heartbeat, go see Taken. action adventure.
Right.
Okay, we're a Taken type of film, but that now it's a sex trafficking film.
It's a better quality.
And you don't want to see this.
Right.
And you don't want to see this, right?
It's not sex trafficking. It's sex trafficking of minors. It's even worse.
This is about a heroic dude that goes out there and he's willing to throw his life.
Tim Ballard
is a friggin' saint hero, man. And so, but it cost me everything to do this. My wife, she was so worried because she got just done watching this huge thing, a documentary on what was going down in Central America. And so Tim goes, hey, Jim's got 30 Navy SEALs around him. While we were down there filming, what I ended up finding out is the gal that's in this movie, the beauty queen contestant. Oh, she's real. And she was out. And Tim goes, are you kidding me? She's out. And while this is going on, because he's saying if this film comes out and she's out of prison and the Colombian people find out,
she'll put a hit on you guys.
The people won't be able to walk. These evil people won't be able to walk down the street ever again. But
because the Colombian people will.
But while we were doing this, I had a really great team around me. But all of a sudden, they disappeared. They saved 200 children in the middle of this whole thing. We were literally working. Tim's team
you're
was working
the film down there. That those guys go out and they save.
They saved 200 children while we were down there.
This is the power of this movie. Okay, you go to angel.com/war room. Get your tickets. You got to take your friends on 4th of July on that opening weekend. We need to be in 4,000 theaters. The way we do that is sell tickets. So we're gonna have Ed Water on tomorrow. Here, about all the other issues you've got, about Andronochrome and about harvesting and all this apparatus, you say the alphabet agencies are here, are involved somehow. You're meeting with people. You want hearings. You want investigations. You want whistleblowers. You want everybody to start coming.
I want media to do what Laura Logan's doing. That woman is a hero. She puts herself right into hell. And she goes out and she doesn't just say, hey, oh, they told you just read these today. Okay, Mr. Caviezel, you've been fact checked. Oh, really? Well, do your fact checkers? Well, let me ask you, since I can't act anymore in Hollywood, can I get a degree in fact checking? Is that like at Stanford? Where do you like get a doctorate degree in that, master's? What? But seriously, they need to cross examine because they were really quiet when Ms. Rodas gave her testimony, and then the fact checkers went quiet. I thought that was unusual because the fact checkers, we need to listen to them. But what's interesting is most of these people won't come down to the border. They won't go into those areas of hell, and they won't look at this stuff that's so wicked.
Would you say now, if we could organize, get all the media, and by the way, Lara Logan's going to be in the show later in the week, if we get all these, if we put an open...
I would love these guys to come.
And you would take them down, and you would show them
I would love them to meet a lot of these agents, and that can be provided for them, but they have to go into hell to see it, and then going into the dark web
can we help to arrange that?
I think that would be that would be amazing.
Okay,
I think there's Jason Jones would be a great guy to go to. And then all the connect. Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it would be amazing because then you could like actually film them, see it, and listen to the.
And if they go down,
show them the worst of the worst stuff, guys.
Say it's all phony. Then they can sit there and go, "Hey, this is all."
Yeah, maybe it's green screened.
Jim,
maybe it's AI. Maybe it's artificial intelligence.
Help us get Jason Jones and team put together.
I would love.
All righty, we are back. And, the point that they made, and it's true, and this is what we've been trying to get across all of these years. This is something so horrible, people don't want to think about it. In other words, they just don't want to think about what's happening. Joe, do you remember we were doing that program a few years back? And that was the news of the day was 60 children from... place there in Oklahoma from
several. There was Oklahoma, and then we did a big story about the missing children in Florida from
ones in Oklahoma, 60 children ended up, and when they interviewed them at Child Protective Services, they said, well, we don't know what happened to those children. Maybe they ran away or something. And it was never investigated. They never went after it. And you're right. What happened in Florida, it's the same thing.
Same thing. You know, there were 80 or something like 82 children. They had no idea where they were. They couldn't answer questions.
But we had Ted Gunderson was working that. He was investigating that, and they killed him.
Yeah.
Ted Gunderson was the former FBI chief for California, for Texas, for New Mexico, for Colorado, for Arizona. That whole area was his And he was the former
district, yeah.
Yeah, he worked right in the same office with Herbert Hoover, and or J. Edgar Hoover. And yeah, he came up. He was a friend of mine. He was investigating, and he told me that they were going to try to get him. That they were, and they ended up killing him. So
he was shot at work doing his job.
No, he wasn't shot. He was poisoned.
I mean, yeah, killed. I meant killed is the word I meant to use. He was killed by while he was still on the job.
But, yeah. He told me his biggest threat were rogue agents within the agency. Those were the biggest threat that he had. Kind of like today, huh?
I'm just going to say, sounds just like today. The biggest, everybody's so afraid of what? The FBI, the intelligence, the IRS, the Justice Department, and it's the people in power that they're afraid of.
Well, you know, Chris Ray was saying how we couldn't give this information out. We couldn't give you that for fear it could cause jeopardy, someone's life to be in jeopardy. But he forgot to tell you who...
whistleblowers.
Yeah, who they were in jeopardy from. Try the FBI, try rogue agents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the ones in jeopardy, look what they've done to those agents. They can't work. They can't get paid. They've put them in binds where they need to hire attorneys. They put them in impossible situations. To be a whistleblower, you really have to be courageous and be very sure of yourself, because they are doing everything they can to financially destroy these people and their families.
All righty. The number is 888-281-1110. The phones have not been ringing for a while here. We're still 3,800 short. We're still 3,800 short of our goal. Or 888-677-9673. The fellows are all sitting back there looking. See, they're looking at the phone lights, and they light up when they call, and they're hoping to see a light, right? Because that's what they're back there for. They don't have no other purpose back there but to take your call. So, folks,
one thing I've noticed, Pastor, is we're not getting as many of the smaller donation pledges. And I just want to remind the listeners that for many, many years, the mainstay of the ministry has been a lot of $20, $30, you know, $10, $20, $30, $40 pledges from a lot of people. That's been the bulk of the...
Joe, don't you know about inflation?
...to keep us running, and we just haven't had those lately.
Yeah, but folks, we got inflation, so inflation's way high. All right, so we want those big donations, right? All righty.
Yes, we do, but we also need the average person to continue to, you know...
Oh, I'd be glad to take them. $1 million $5 donations, I'd do that tonight, right? Okay, but...
Exactly. Well, half a million $5 donations, we'd be in pretty good shape.
All righty, 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Here's an interesting article, Joe. Here, jury trial finally possible... Finally, a possibility for 2020 election fraud claims as a Philly judge rejects protective order request. Now, listen to this. Leah Hoops and Gregory Stinson were GOP poll watchers in Chester, Pennsylvania. That's a highly Democratic area during the 2020 election. The far-left communist officials running the local election forced the GOP poll watchers into a small pen where they could not witness the ballot counting. They did that in Michigan, too. In fact, they wouldn't even let them in the building. This was a common tactic used in swing states by the far-left communist officials during the 2020 election. GOP poll watchers were abused and prevented from doing their job in several states. These tactics resulted in a massive chain of custody issues across the U.S., and the actions always hampered Republican poll watchers, never the other way around. This is one tactic and Democrats used to cheat and steal in the controversial election. After Leah Hoops and Gregory Stinson testified in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania special agents for the state attorney general's office showed up at their door to harass them. And then Delaware County sued Leah and Greg for court costs after they spoke out nationally on the voter fraud they witnessed in their county. Now, folks, what do you guys think? Do you think the people are getting really fed up with this and people are starting to say, we're not going to tolerate it anymore? Do we see some pushback coming from this? What do you guys think? Well, let's go to Felicia. Thank you. And the New York pledged 100. Mary Lou in Dallas, 35. Coach Dwayne pledges 100. And Joseph from New York pledges 30. Thank you, Joseph. So what do you guys think? Do you think that they're finally, the people in this country, do you see people saying enough is enough? We're tired of the election fraud. We're tired of the LGBTQ being pushed down our throat. We're not going to take it anymore. Do you think that?
I've got several things here that say yes, that people are tired. Thousands protest outside Dodger Stadium over the anti-Christian drag queen group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. That's the most evil, wicked group in the whole country. And there were literally thousands of Christians out protesting, but how much media attention did they get? Almost zip, zero, zilch, but the people are fighting back. And I've seen on this, hang on, I gotta turn a page here. There was a new poll out, a Gallup poll, points to a dramatic spike in the rise of conservatism over the last 2 years. And independents have moved up from 24% conservative to about 30. Republicans have gone from 60% conservative to 74. And independents who were liberal have dropped from 27 to 23. So the tide is shifting. It's shifting in age groups and different things to make it, you know, even bigger figures, because the liberals are losing, the conservatives are gaining. And if we notice some of the news studies that have been out there, going back, Daily Caller, even the left, there's a lot of recent news where even people on the left are complaining and saying, hey, wait a minute, this is this deception about gender identity is failing. And parents, both the independent Democrats, are upset over the pride videos. They're mad about the school pronouns or kids. Or I'm going down a list of stories just looking at them. I've got about 10 or 12 stories where people from all parties, Democrat, Republican, and independent, are getting angry. So,
all right, let me ask you this then. What do you think the message was that the Los Angeles Dodgers was sending to the people, to the fans there, by bringing in these drag queens, these blasphemers, and that's what they were, to blaspheme and mock God?
Evil men, yeah.
So what do you think the message that the Los Angeles Dodgers was trying to send to their fans? Mike, what do you think?
I think they were trying to appease the LGBTQ community, which, of course, is huge in SoCal. And I think they're trying to kind of walk the line there, and I think it backfired on them. And that's why they moved that ceremony to, like, 5 o'clock when nobody was in the stadium. They didn't do it between innings during the game. The game was, like, 2 or 3 hours later. So they realized that they had made a big mistake and got a lot of pushback. And I think now they've even agreed, thanks to their star pitcher, his name, I'm drawing a blank on his name, but he's a Catholic, I think, a Christian, and he pushed that they come back and balance that out with a pro-Christian day, you know, celebration. So they got that scheduled. So some good's come out of it.
Well, here's what I say. I say that the people out there, I would be ashamed if anyone... If you were to say to me, well, you know, I don't like that, but I like my game, and I'm going to go to the game anyhow, I would be ashamed of you if you did that. I would be ashamed of you if you went and if you said, well, my standards aren't that high. I'm going to go to the game anyhow, okay? And so I think that people out there, if they've got any honor, any integrity, any decency, if they have standards at all, will boycott the Los Angeles. They need to show the Dodgers and show it. Because there's only one baseball team that refuses to have an LGBT dame, and that's the those out of Texas. That's the Texas
Rangers out of Dallas, Fort Worth. Yeah,
they're the only ones. All right. Okay, we want to say Michael in Minnesota pledges 50. Thank you, Michael. 888, folks, 281-1110. We've only got, right now, 20 minutes. We've only got 20 minutes on air time left to promote this, and then we'll be here for another 10 minutes till midnight. We can still take your calls. 888.
Don't beat our goal. Oh, go ahead.
888-677-9673. Okay, I don't know. They got to come back in.
I was going to add to that. If we don't meet our goals, what it means is because we're a nonprofit organization, we're not here to make a living, make money. If we can't pay the bills, we have to drop those stations. All the stations that we have to be self-supporting. This is listener-supported radio. The fate of the ministry really is in your hands. If you want to hear the program, we have to have enough donations to come in to pay the bills at the radio station you're listening to. And I can tell you, as long as I've been with Pastor Ernie, and he'll say the same thing, if we lose the station, we never get it back. Once the slot goes, it's usually scarfed up real quick by...
Well, we haven't, but Joe, I've got an agreement with Salem. They made an agreement with me that if... Once we pay the bills off, we're only about $5,000 short of being able to go back on in Portland, all right? Once we pay those off, the agreement was that, I know we've never in the past, but they said that they would put us back on. And so,
well, that would be the first time, but in the past, we've lost some stations, and we were never able to get the time slot back, and the people... Oh, I'll donate now, but you're off the air, but it was too late because even if the people were willing to support the station, we couldn't get back on the airtime.
Oh, yeah, out there in Alabama, those stations we went off of. And right now, we're getting all kinds of letters from the stations there in Florida, Tampa and Orlando, saying, when are you guys going to come back on? Well, we can't do it without you folks out there listening to us. We have to go back on. A lot of people... say, well, you know what, I can hear you over the internet, right? Well, yeah, you can do that, okay? But it's a lot better if you the regular radio. It's harder to get us over the internet while you're driving in your car, and a lot of people out there, a lot of folks, especially the older people, are not on the internet. And so,
you'd be amazed how many people do not have it.
Absolutely. Mike in San Diego pledges 100. Thank you, Mike. Already, so, yeah, we're about 3,500 short of our goal, I think, right now, and we've only got about 16 minutes left of airtime, and then we'll be here for another 10 minutes afterwards. So
we just ask that you prayerfully consider becoming a donor. A lot of listeners have never donated to the ministry, and if just 5 or 10% of the listeners would send in $5 or $10, we would not have a problem with raising money. We wouldn't have to talk to you again for quite a while.
All right, Mike, you've got another article there. What do you have?
Well, the situation in Israel and the Middle East is deteriorating. Tensions are increasing. Iran is pushing forward with its nuclear program. China is consolidating power in the Mideast, eroding American influence while Biden falters and the new world order emerges. And he's deeply troubled by the Israeli government to advance planning for over 4,000 settlements in the West Bank. Israel just approved this. And of course, the UN is upset and others over Israel's expansive action. We know this administration is not a friend of Israel, are they?
No, they're not.
They really aren't. President Trump and the last administration were very good friends, and Israel knew that. So they have to walk very carefully. But the other day, something happened interesting. It was almost like a scene from SEAL Team, if you saw that. They went into a Palestinian refugee camp in Jenin. They sent in police and security forces to track down some terrorists. They got them. They had a little bit of a fight. But as they were leaving, they got ambushed on the way out, and there were roadside bombs, and they were getting shot at from every direction. They had to call for help. They had to send in IDF troops. They came under fire and kind of got pinned down. Then Israel had to do something they'd have never done before. They had to send in attack helicopters into the West Bank with elite troops to rescue them out of this situation. And there were about five Palestinians that were killed and about 100 injured, and there were maybe a dozen Israeli soldiers that were injured as well. Of course, what did the world news want to show? Fake news. A video emerged that Israeli forces were firing allegedly on journalists and civilians at the entrance of a hospital during a major raid, which was not at all the case, but this is how they want to try to portray it.
You know, there are no journalists out there in NBC, ABC, CBS. There are no journalists. These people out there, you know, whatever the narrative, they're simply employees for George Soros and big government. And, you know, when they, you know, from their hire, those that are within the collective, when the word comes down, here's what you're going to say, they go into lockstep. And yet, they look professional.
Lockstep.
Yeah.
There are headlines screaming right now, Adam Schiff censored by House for false allegations on the Trump-Russia collusion, but not a single Democrat voted with the Republicans to punish him. In fact, they surrounded him with cheers, and he talks about it's a badge of honor. And but what I want to know is the vote was 213 to 209, there were six Republicans who voted present, which is the same as not voting.
Yeah, well, see, this is the second time they did a vote on that. They did that last week. And what happened was...
But tonight it passed.
Yeah, they did that last week, and one of those rhinos was right here from Ohio, Dave Joyce. He was one of those. We read the names of the rhinos that crossed over and would not support us. But
I'll bet it's the same ones in tonight that didn't. There were six that didn't go along with the party.
Do you have their names?
But, no,